Hey guys, how's it going, everybody? We're in person today and it feels so good.
Reunited and it feels so good.
It's a shame that you didn't have the video camera on for you all to see the sweet dance moves we just did.
We're really good at this.
Yeah, we've had to do so many remote recordings lately because I don't know if you've heard, but Kara's pregnant and also it's flu season. And
Jesus.
It's just been a rough month.
It really has.
I'm not complaining. Life is good. I'm happy you're here today.
Yes.
We're excited that we get to record together. Yeah,
we're a little wild today.
Guys,
Go watch our YouTube videos. Mm. Go subscribe and watch us. We're
so close to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, which
is just
fun.
And we just want to
hit it. Hey, just want to hit it.
That's how you got it.
You're already pregnant.
I know. Go subscribe. We would love it. Mm-hmm. We love you already. So there.
Perfect. Do we have anything else? I'm going to start. I put this, if you're in the Patreon, I do like a monthly blog post about like witchy stuff.
Yeah.
This month's was just sort of everyday magic. So a lot of the times I focus on whatever holiday mm-hmm. we have coming up or whatever. But this time I was like, you know, you don't need a big event to do right. witchy things. And here's some just daily stuff. And
yeah.
I talked about how one of the things I really like to do is start my day with pulling a card.
Oh, yeah.
I used to be really good about doing it every single day. And then I got out of the habit of it, and now it's more sporadic. But my goal is to start doing that on our Instagram story.
Oh, fun.
I don't know. I think it's a nice way to connect every morning. So
yeah, for sure.
If you're not following us on Instagram and that interests you, you can find us there at Witches Magic Murder Mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kara has an episode.
Okay. It's a short little side piece.
Did we say that this is the Witches Magic Murder Mystery podcast?
I don't know. We just told him to go follow us on social media, so I would hope that they would assume that it's us.
I'm Megan.
I'm Kara.
Okay.
Okay. You've heard about Bigfoot. Well, let me tell you about the Ohio Grassman.
Oh. The Ohio Grassman. We did just talk about legalizing marijuana.
We did.
So.
I don't know that I need to tell you the story.
What do they call it?
Because it is literally Bigfoot on weed.
Is it the devil's grass?
It is Bigfoot on weed. That's all it is now. I don't have to tell you the story anymore,
Bigfoot
guys.
On weed sounds like the least intimidating
3 minutes and 35
ever.
Seconds in.
The end.
The end.
Bigfoot he just sort of weed. Like slowly moves.
I don't know. Though.
He doesn't
probably
talk much.
Is like Bigfoot on like LSD, though. He's kind of, this one's kind of grumpy.
Oh, that's not Bigfoot on weed,
though. No.
Bigfoot on weed is super chill.
Super.
This is my favorite Bigfoot.
Like stumbles into a crowd of people and sits down and asks for a snack. Like that's that Bigfoot.
And he's like, y'all ever thought about aliens?
George up the hill here knows a couple.
He starts telling you all the best concerts he's been to.
Y'all hear about Elf.
And you're suddenly your best friends for a long time.
Yeah.
Now I want merch that has like just a high Bigfoot on it.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Somebody, if anybody wants to draw that, please do.
Yes. Okay. Since the start of this year, 20 states have received reports of Bigfoot sightings. Most occur in the Pacific Northwest and all 50 states have received reports over the years. Ohio, having a lot of them.
Well, it's because there's aliens in Ohio, because mm-hmm. that's where Project Blue Book was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So their friends are just coming to find them.
Mm-hmm. Bigfoot is an alien.
Ohio ranks number 4 in the country for Bigfoot sightings.
Really?
There's Washington, California, and Florida with the higher.
Okay, well, Florida.
What else y'all got, Florida man?
Florida, I just don't count.
Snakes eating alligators.
Yeah.
What is that?
I figure
is
nothing surprises
even a state
me out
anymore?
Of Florida. Like nothing, no news from Florida surprises me. I'm just like, yeah, of course. But still, so Washington, California.
Yeah.
Over here. And then Ohio.
Ohio up here.
Geography.
Yeah.
This is not a visual medium, so all the movements we're doing right now is
we really are talking with our hands waving them around.
We look like Vanna White with
yes.
the map. Okay.
Yeah. There were 318, there's possibly more now, but sightings reported in Ohio.
My brother lives in Ohio now, and I feel like I need to just talk to him about this.
Yeah. Okay. So Mr. Ohio Grassman gets the name because they live in small hut-like structures or nests that they build out of grass.
The Bigfoot, the big feet.
The Bigfooted feet of creatures.
The Bigfoot tie.
Mm-hmm.
The Bigfoot eye.
Yes, it's like cacti or
Bigfoot eye.
Bigfoots. How do we know? I guess they don't
know. I think it's Bigfoots.
Bigfoots. Do they travel in herds? I don't know. They do have friends because they invite them to peep in these people's windows eventually, so.
But they live in huts? Like,
it
people
says,
have
yeah.
found their huts?
Yeah,
I have never
grass-like
heard of this ever.
Structures. Like nests. Like Big Bird. Maybe that's where Big Bird and Snuffleupagus came from. Okay. Are we high right now? So these Ohio people, Ohioans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
That's true. Hamilton. They range 5 to 10 feet tall, but usually about 6 to 7. I mean, that.
You mean the Ohio Bigfoots, right? Bigfoot. Not just the people.
No. The
people of Ohio are real tall.
Wow, guys.
It's been too long since we've been together.
Yep. Also, I should have put this in shoe size because it says they don't wear shoes, but their footprints range in size from 10 to 20 inches long. Some of them have claws, pigeon toes. Some are flat-footed. Some have 3 toes.
How do we know these aren't just Ohio people, humans, with big feet
who walk barefoot? And they only have claws and 3 toes.
Good Lord.
They said some possible handprints have been found in Ohio as well.
How do you know
exactly
that those are not just people?
Yeah. They think they're anywhere from 300 to 1,000 pounds. Some reports say they growl or bark. They have like heavy breathing. Same. But others say that it sounds like a cry of a baby or a scream of a woman because they're trying to like draw you in. When really they're just trying to like talk about life.
Just want to have a conversation.
Yeah.
It just sounds like they're being like, look, they're anywhere from, they could be no. any size.
They could be a 5'7" woman to
they could look 12 like foot anything.
Man.
They could sound like anything.
Right.
Their footprints could look like anything.
One thing it's we like, do know they stink. It says their smells linger for days after they've mm-hmm. been seen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it says it smells like rot. Like, wow. For those that have seen it, say it has a snub nose, deep set eyes, very chesty. It's blackish and brown in color, long arms, bulky head, and no neck. Can you imagine this giant? We both just did the same thing.
Again, not a visual medium, but just know that this is hilarious.
This is amazing.
I mean, I'm sure you all did the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't find it hard to believe that Bigfoot exists. It's just that this doesn't line up. Like, maybe this is a different thing, guys. Maybe
this is Ohio. This is the Ohio grass man. He's just an offshoot of Bigfoot. This is the third cousin. It's like the holler Bigfoot.
He's like not as evolved.
Yes, exactly. They say that they're very shaggy, except they don't have hair on their hands, like the palms of their hands. Sometimes they have red eyes, sometimes orange. Sometimes they look like gorillas, but they stand straight. A lot of times it's more human than ape-like. Well, yeah.
That's, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's Bigfoot. Gosh. But listen, these have been reported to be very aggressive.
Mm.
They're super strong, says eyewitnesses. But then it goes all the way back to find Native American writings that they have the capacity for peace.
Mm-hmm. For peace?
For peace. And a higher level of intelligence.
How do we know that?
So says the Native Americans.
What?
Yeah. Okay. Says these people.
They've been around since Native American time?
Yeah, they were friends with them. They were peaceful, intelligent creatures back then.
So are they documented in legends? I guess it would just be folklore.
Yeah.
Then Native American lore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of the Ohio ones walk often like robot or machinery, but they can throw large rocks and break tree limbs. Also, they do these Ohio ones travel in groups. They said they've been seen to travel up to 5 in a pair.
5 in a pair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do they know? Do they like invite each other over to their nest, or do they build nests big enough knowing that Harry and the Hendersons are going to come over? Or
yeah, it's.
Was that the movie? Was that?
Harry? Yeah, Harry and the Hendersons. I freaking loved that movie when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Howard the Duck.
Uh-huh.
I just grouped those together in my brain.
Yeah. So in 1978 in Ohio, there are the grandchildren of Minerva residents Evelyn and Hal Clayton. They're friends. They all come running inside screaming, there's a big hairy monster. They saw it in the gravel pit. So the grandparents go outside and they're like, huh, let's take a little look-sees. And they see it. Dark hair. It's matted. I mean, I'd be throwing rocks if my hair was super matted too. It said it was sitting in the pit fiddling with discarded trash. They said it was about 300 pounds and they fled the scene. The people fled the scene. They were like, screw this. Whatever that creature is, eating our trash. Can't do it. Scared the kids.
I just wonder how, did they stick around long enough to have a real close look at it? Or was it like,
What is that?
Scared, run away.
Like, what if it was a bear with mange? How many bears are on
it? What if it was a person? A very large, unkempt person.
Hairy person.
Digging through your trash.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, though. It says that after that initial encounter, it was nighttime, they saw one peering through their kitchen window. Mm. So Grandpa ran for the gun, but the critter was gone before Grandpa could get back.
Okay.
Police did investigate. There's no signs of the hairy creature, but there's lots of footprints in the mud and a really bad smell. A couple days later, they see the creature up on a hilltop. And they're like,
why is this happening, guys?
Yeah. Like, why is it here? What is happening? And then in the daytime, the following month, they see two more on that hill.
Hmm.
So it's like this one was like, hey, guys, I got some tricks. I got some tricks I want to play on these people.
They're real scared of us.
They're real scared. And this is really funny. All I was doing was looking for a couple of things in their trash.
Yeah, they freaked out.
Yeah, he's trying to steal your identity. So they start making a connection. Days before the gravel pit incident, their German Shepherd was found dead with its neck broken. And they were like, it's the beast.
So when did this happen? Like, what year are we in?
This was 1978.
Okay.
Police were like, you know, we get it. Like, how killed mm-hmm. your dog?
Because there are other animals out there.
Right.
Like coyotes and bears right. and wolves. And
right. But its neck was broken. It wasn't, like, shredded.
Gosh.
Like a rabid dog would do.
That's terrible.
I know. But then police were like, we don't think this is a hoax. There's sightings. This has been happening.
Hmm.
So they said that's, like, the most popular story. Mm-hmm. But they said that's not like the first story. In the 1700s, Native Americans to the Ohio grasslands spoke of a race of a bipedal.
Two-footed. Two-footed. Walks on 2 feet.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ape man referred to as wild ones of the woods that live nearby. Native Americans would go out into the woods for food for the creatures. To keep the peace between them.
Oh, like a peace offering?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They would feed them. And then 1800s, there's some sightings in Ohio around the river. It tried to throw a man out of his carriage.
Oh.
But then ran away when the person in the carriage's daughter started throwing rocks at it.
Okay.
That's another story.
Gosh, I guess the fact that there's so many sightings over time.
Mm-hmm.
And
in particular, the Native American tie-in.
Yeah.
Is making me
feel bad about how much fun I've made of this story.
I know. But listen, it's just,
I know.
Critters. What are they doing with their lives? Why haven't they told us yet? Okay, it says that they've been spotted in the swamps in Ohio. Once again, they just keep finding three-toed foot tracks. Around there.
Mm-hmm.
And it says they have like weird social behavior. It says this is the most aggressive variation of Bigfoot, like the grumpy cousin who doesn't want to be at Thanksgiving.
Mm.
Like you hardly ever see him and you hardly ever hear from him. And you're like, oh, God, why did you all invite them again?
Yeah.
So it just, there's lots of people that said they've been spotting them. And then there's a guy, it says Senior Kyle Schmidt had this to say. I really hope it's true because it's really fascinating. But on the other hand, he's much more violent and I own 3 small dogs and fear for their safety. So,
yeah, I'd be worried about my dogs too.
Yeah. But Ohio is pretty familiar with weird little critters and big critters. Here's a list of some of the others that Ohio has that I found. The Loveland Frogman.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. This article says, when you're riding on the Loveland bike trail, be careful of a large frog that stands on his 2 feet.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Says, this amphibious humanoid in the Loveland area circulated since 1955. Businessmen claim to see 3 of these creatures on the bank of the Little Miami River. Said that the creature left the scent of almonds and alfalfa. And it says that police officers saw the creature in 1972. One claimed to have shot the creature on a bridge on St. Patrick's Day. It said the creature got away, but the legend's still there. The frogman resurfaced in 2016, 40 years after that last sighting. Two people.
Two people
mm-hmm. playing Pokemon Go between Loveland Road and Lake Isabella. They mm-hmm. spotted a large frog. They took a picture. Creature stands up on its two back legs and it's like,
God.
Again with the paparazzi.
Yeah. Just let me live my life.
Like, turns around and puts his hand on his head.
Ribbit.
Like, sticks his tongue out.
Takes their phone like, with his tongue. Quit playing that dang game.
He's like, I'll show you Pokemon. Okay, so they said this sighting, however, may have killed the legend. Shortly after this news came out, one of the police officers who said he shot one in 1972 called a reporter at their local news station, the WCPO, and said it was all a hoax.
Oh.
I actually shot an iguana without a tail, but that was still pretty freaky looking.
How big was that iguana?
Okay, sir? And was it walking on its hind legs? Right.
It was just an iguana without a tail, but listen, I was still very scared.
It was terrifying. So
shooting it seemed like the right move.
Right, exactly. Okay, and then we've got the melon heads in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh.
The what?
Are they just people with big heads?
Yeah, pretty much.
Listen. People with big heads are just fine, okay?
But this is all the government's fault. They say they call them melon heads, generations of human-like creatures with large heads. They said that the government unleashed them in northern Ohio. Unleashed them.
What?
Says the legend states the melon heads were human test subjects of the federal government. The tests went awry and caused their heads to swell to a massive size.
Okay.
Exactly. The government said, here you go.
You get to live in Ohio.
Ohio.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. It says there's still sightings of melon heads to this day. And it says that they're kind of aggressive, too. But if you're not new here and you know the stories we've told,
mm-hmm.
Mothman.
Oh, yeah. Yep. He's from Ohio?
Yeah.
Oh.
Silver Bridge over in Ohio connecting the Gallipolis.
Oh, because the bridge connects West Virginia to Ohio. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that's where that bridge was.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mothman.
Yeah, so you can go back and listen to the Mothman episode to find that story.
I don't know what number that is. Forever.
I feel like I could find it.
Yeah. But yeah, Ohio got some weird critters. I don't know, though. We've got the Harrington Lake eel pig.
Mm-hmm. But I was just trying to think when you were talking about that. I'm like, are there a whole lot of cryptids in Kentucky? I feel like I don't know of any.
Research that next.
All right. The Mothman episode is episode 57. Gosh, that was forever ago. What? Yeah, that was August of 2021.
Who are we?
That's a really long time ago. But yeah, if you guys are interested in that story, go check it out. There's the Mothman Festival, which after that episode.
Bones of Steel.
Yeah, we now get pictures of it's the amazing. Mothman statues. I love statues, it but
so much.
It's the best.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm curious if there's a whole bunch of cryptids in Kentucky. There probably are. I just probably haven't heard all of them.
No.
If you know of a Kentucky
cryptid.
Yeah, please.
Cryptid.
Messages about it.
Anointed. Yeah.
Even if you've already messaged us about it, go ahead and message us again.
Message us again. Remind us of it.
All right, you guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, we love you all.
We love you so much.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.